Hey folks, welcome to This Month in Indie Wrestling. We're here at CWC, Canadian Wrestling Coalition, today coming from the beautiful Black Falls. I say beautiful because that's where I live. And I'm sitting here with a beautiful man in a beautiful suit. We're talking about Commissioner Bob Gordon. Commish, it has been a while since we've gotten a chance to talk CWC.
Absolutely. This is the first event of our new season, and we are as excited as we've ever been to really get going. 2017 is definitely going to be our year.
Well, you know what? Tonight we start with a bang. Explain to the fans what the Canada Cup is and what it's all about.
The Canada Cup is a single elimination tournament that we're going to be having over the next couple of months. The winner not only wins the Canada Cup, which is prestigious in its own right, but they win the chance at a CWC championship whenever or wherever they wish.
Well, you know what? Jude's going to have his hands full. He has no idea who's coming after him for this. And you know what? Let's look at this card. I mean, you've got some tremendous wrestlers. First round, heavy metal. I mean, this is a guy who's been tearing up rings all across Western Canada. Probably one of the most hated men out there. Tonight, fighting probably one of the most popular men in CWC. And I know there's been a lot of tension with you guys, but I hear it's worked out. We're talking about Jack Pryde.
Absolutely. As with all things, we like to bring out the best from the very beginning. We don't need to wait for the main event to give us our best and brightest. We'll throw the absolute best veterans, the best talent we have. And so Jack Pryde and heavy metal, I expect nothing short of fireworks.
Fans are backstage here with, I'm not going to say popular, I'm definitely going to say one of the most unpopular guys right now in Western Canada. I'm talking about heavy metal. Heavy metal, you've been on an absolute tear lately. You've been going through promotions, doing all kinds of crazy stuff. Tonight, you have a chance to make a big dent in CWC for the Canada Cup. You draw the returning Jack Pryde.
Well, let's first and foremost, let's recognize where you're standing right now. You're standing in my own personal locker room, the top talent locker room.
Yes, and I don't, thank you.
I don't mingle with the mid-carders, you understand me? Let's get that straight right now. As far as making an impact in CWC, I've already done that. Back in November, I should have been the CWC champion. Jude Dawkins should not be the CWC champion right now. So if I have to go through every single person in the Canada Cup in order just to get that championship, then I'll do that. And it'll start tonight with Jack Pryde. I'm not just going to beat him. I'm not just going to pin him 1, 2, 3. I'm going to decimate him like I've been decimating every single other guy that's been stepping in the ring with me.
Well, you know what? Jack Pryde is coming back after a long tenure of being eliminated from the company. He was coming in trying to get himself back in. He says tonight he asked specifically for the meanest, toughest guy. Obviously, that's you, as most people say. But are you maybe shortchanging Jack Pryde a little?
Jack Pryde is a great talent. I'm not taking anything away from him. If the poor son of a bitch wants to choose me, well, hey, that's on him. If he wants to fight so valiantly to get his contract back in CWC and then step in the ring with heavy goddamn metal, then hey, that's his own choice. It's his grave.
Hey fans, we're backstage here with Jack Pryde. Jack, you're going into the Canada Cup tonight. Your first match back here at CWC. First of all, what's it like being back? I know you've worked so hard to get here.
It's great being back. You know, some of the boys, the nicer guys, they've been really supportive of me. Really made me feel back at home. They were glad to see I'm back. You know, some of the other guys maybe a little not so happy to see me because it's a little more competition for them, but that's okay. They can get used to it.
Well, obviously the fans are very happy to see you. Continuously, show after show, people showing their support, demanding your reinstatement.
Yeah, the fan support has been better than anything I could have imagined. When I got my contract back, that's the loudest I've heard an audience for our CWC fans, so it's really good. Really feeling the love.
Now, is there a bit of heat with the upper management? Obviously, they were resisting to bring you back. They bring you back maybe reluctantly. Do you feel any heat with them?
No, it kind of all water under the bridge, you know. They said their sorries, and I didn't apologize because I felt I wasn't in the wrong. And the fans, you know, they made them feel the same way. So upper management said their sorries, and it's all good.
Well, tonight, you know, it might be a great night for you. You're starting off in the first round of the Canada Cup tournament. What do you got to say for your opponent?
First round Canada Cup, me and heavy metal. He's a bad dude. And like I've said before, that's exactly what I want because, you know, I got my contract back starting from scratch, so I want the biggest, baddest guys. I want to be able to go out there, prove that I can beat top talent because I am top talent. And once I go on, get through the hard-fought win tonight that I'm sure it's going to be over Heavy Metal, move on to the second round, take that guy out. You know, I'm taking this Canada Cup home is basically what I'm getting at. It's the first step to proving that I'm supposed to be top guy.
Well, you know what? The fans are obviously going to be behind you tonight. We want to wish you the best of luck. It's great seeing you back in the CWC. And hopefully we'll talk to you afterwards. And hopefully you'll be a victorious man going into the second round.
Thanks a lot. Yeah, I'm going to go out there and give it everything. So hopefully I talk to you and I'm on the winning side.
You know what? Looking at this card, I can't wonder, you know, about Heavy Metal. Here's a guy who's so talented. He is very experienced, but he is so quick to cheat. He's so quick to pull anything. I mean, that's obviously in this prestigious cup. We're hoping that he's not going to put some of his dirty tricks. Jack Pride, very energetic, very talented, but, you know, he hasn't really had a match in a while, so this might be an interesting matchup. You got any predictions for me off the books?
I don't know. Trial by fire for Jack, I think, is the way we want it to be. He came to me and he told me, he said, "Commissioner, I need you to give me the best match I can right off the hop. I don't want an easy win." I said, "I have no one better than Heavy Metal."
Well, you know what? If I had to pick one in my mind, you're right. It's such a sensational start. But you know what? Heavy Metal has been on such a tear. I'm just hoping the referee's got his eyes in the back of his head tonight. Why don't we go on to the second match? We're looking at dynamic Dean Richter. I don't know if it was dangerous at somewhere else. Going up against Xander Price. Now, this is an interesting matchup because Xander Price sometimes can be a big bag of air with a few moves. Going up against a guy who's extremely quiet, but man, that guy is packed with dynamite.
Absolutely, and that's why I picked this match myself. I needed Xander to show me something. Dynamic Dean Richter is a force. There's no other way to put it. After watching him since he's come in here, his involvement with MPW, I think he's fantastic. But Xander needs this more than I think he knows. So I'm hoping that he can really give us his best game.
Well, you know what? Dean Richter is a guy who's really impressed me so much. I've only seen him limited myself, but every time I walk away going, wow, that guy's a main event anywhere. And Xander Price, well, you know what? He's had his rough spots. Has he had a victory in 2016? I can't remember. I know he took a lot of super kicks. I mean, nobody takes seven to the face at the same time better than Xander Price.
That's true. That is very true.
Well, you know what? Why don't you tell us what's on the third card?
We're going to see the chairman of the CWC, Johnny Kickass, go up against a journeyman in the industry, the Man of Stone, Dylan Stone. I once again love this match. They wanted this. They've wanted to get at each other for a very long time. Sometimes not necessarily the biggest crowd favorites, but they both bring in an electrifying capacity to it.
Well, you know what? I've seen such a dynamic shift here between the sides. Johnny Kickass being a very popular guy who the last time I seen him was not such a nice guy, was out there terrorizing people. Seems his attitude is kind of soured. Well, Dylan Stone may have seemed to sweeten up a little bit. He's gone from being the guy you hate to the kind of guy you're kind of hoping he's going to go over. And tonight this will be an interesting matchup. I mean, here we have a very aggressive man, power and strength, versus a guy who's very versatile in the ring. One of the, you know, in CWC, I'd almost tempted to say he's one of the most versatile guys.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I love that comparison, the raw energy, the power and rage that's coming out of Johnny. I don't know where this is coming from, but it's going to go up against Dylan Stone, who is so in control of his emotions. He's so good at keeping himself centered and focused to be as technical as possible. So it'll be a great, great match.
Friends are backstage here with Johnny Kickass. Johnny, tonight, this tournament for Canada Cup, you're a guy who's, well, he's pretty dangerous. We're talking about Dylan Stone.
First off, I'd like to say that Stone is nothing but a joke. Yeah, he's a good technician. He's master of the blood diamond. But that's all he has going for him. At the end of this, I'll be the victor.
Well, you know what? This is a big tournament. This is for a chance for a shot at the CWC title. On our pregame, when we were exploring stuff, I like your energy and I like your focus. But sometimes you get a little carried away, and I'm wondering, are you going to get carried away tonight, take that chair in, and maybe cost yourself a victory?
Look, I've said it before, and I'll say it again. This year is not about victories. It's not about wins, losses. It's not about a good match or fair play. This year is about showing that I'm the force of the CWC, all right? I am a destructive energy that cannot be contained. I don't care win, lose, or draw. All I care about is leaving a path of destruction behind me.
Fans are backstage here at the Canada Cup. Have a chance to talk to definitely one of the tournament favorites. I'm talking about Dylan Stone. Dylan, tonight, you take on a guy who's, well, let's call him the ultimate bad attitude. We're talking about Johnny Kickass.
Yes, indeed, Johnny Kickass. I mean, you look at him, he went to the finals of the Canada Cup last year. Me? Wasn't even involved. But let me tell you something. No matter what's going to happen tonight, you're going to see some stars flying. You're going to see some ass kicking with Johnny Kickass on the receiving end.
Now, are you a little bit worried? That guy carries that chair around, and he's pretty quick to use it. I mean, he may try and take you out.
You see, now, I respect what Johnny does in the ring, but whatever he does with that chair, he better swing hard and he better swing high, because I'm ducking that and I'm giving him the journey for the 1-2-3.
Wow, you know what? It sounds like you are set and ready to go. But are you ready for Jude Dawkins down the road should you win the tournament?
Again, I've wrestled Jude before. We wrestled to a draw, and I'm interested. I mean, I've been changing my life up the last little bit after me and Sean Martins went our ways. And I'm a changed man. I could definitely have been on a journey, but that journey is going to take me right back to the top of the mountain, and I'm going for that CWC Heavyweight Championship.
Well, you know, speaking of Sean Martins, he's been a little vocal backstage saying you should watch your back wherever you may go.
Well, I'm just saying, if he wants me to watch my back, I'm going to turn right around and I'm going to slap him right in the face. Now, he may be one of my best friends, or ex-best friend. Again, we were a tag team. The sensational Sean Martins and the Man of Stone, Dylan Stone, for 10 years on that road. He decided to side with the Stud Stable. I'm just saying, it may be the entire Stud Stable against Dylan Stone, but I like those odds.
There you have it, folks. Obviously, one of the bright spots in tonight's tournament. We're going to have to see how this goes. Hopefully, we'll be talking to you, Dylan, afterwards, and maybe you might be the winner of the cup.
And I'll be drinking champagne and propane out of that all night, my friend.
You know what, the pitfalls here obviously is Johnny's going to have to give himself a little bit control. He might want to use the chair. That can cost him in this tournament. On the flip side, you know, Dylan's got a lot to prove lately. You know, the fans are starting to get behind him. They're warming up to him. And I think he's trying to show that he's got a lot more than just deviousness behind him. So I'm not even sure who I'd put on the edge of this. I might have to think Dylan, because sometimes I think Johnny gets just a little carried away, and this could easily lead to disqualification, and this is single elimination.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's an exercise for both of them to be able to find ways to either bring out a little more energy or to find a way to rein it in.
Well, next we have, I'm going to have to say, is one of the most high-paced frenetic matches that I've seen on the cards here. You've got very heavy fan favorite T.S. Cutler. This guy is always running around, always, you know, happy and extremely bubbly and making the moves. But you know what? I know the guy that you guys are bringing in, the Saltwater Savage. I have known Andrew Hawks for 6 years, and this guy does nothing but amaze me. He went from being a high risk, and man, he was high risk to a lot of things he does. Lately, he's matured a lot, and you'll still see high-flying maneuvers, but, you know, maybe not as reckless, but definitely a much more focused attack. I really think T.S. Cutler, who is, you know, he's a younger guy who's come up. He doesn't have a lot of experience, but he's getting better each time. I think he's really going to have to dig deep here if he wants to go over.
Absolutely. And, I mean, you say it best. With the Saltwater Savage, you're seeing someone who for years has been able to just essentially decimate anyone that's in his way, whether it's through high-flying action, whether it's through a solid mat game. As I've always said to you, the CWC wants to bring the best in, and that means bringing in guys like Andrew Hawks. Can he upset the apple cart, be one of the guys that maybe isn't part of the organization that can move forward in this tournament? We'll have to wait and see.
And the last match that we have lined up here is not part of the tournament tonight. We're talking about Sean Martins going up against a guy making his debut tonight, Eddie Rude. Simply epic, Eddie Rude. What do you know about him, Chris?
Eddie Rude is dynamic. He's a cannonball. I mean, once the match starts, he goes. And he goes at 110%. There's very little in the way to stop him. Sean Martins is a guy that I think is fully capable of handling that sort of thing. Sean Martins, I don't think, has been given a fair shake with a lot of things. The Dylan Stones of the world tended to keep him in a secondary position. His reign as champion proved that he has the capability to go wherever he wants. So I think that, once again, you're going to see a fast-paced, energetic individual in Eddie Rude going up against what I would argue is a brick wall.
Well, you know what? Obviously, the matchmakers here for CWC really sat down and looked at tonight's card. And, I mean, the match is such great contrast, you know? If you have this high spitball energy, once again, Sean Martins is a guy who slows things down to his pace. He forces you through sheer will to slow down. Here, you're going up against a guy who's going to try and up the pace as much as he can. So where do they meet? Another incredible lineup.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think what you're going to find is explosive matches tonight. We work really diligently to make sure that we're giving the best action. Can't say it any better than that. This is the best action.
Fans, we're backstage here at the Canada Cup Tournament. Got a chance to talk to the current reigning CWC Heavyweight Champion, the Cheetah Bear himself, Jude Dawkins. Jude, tonight, a very interesting setup. A tournament to determine a number one contender who will get a title shot with you.
And do you happen to know who was the winner of that exact tournament last year, my friend?
Do tell the fans.
Yours truly, the Cheetah Bear, Jude Dawkins.
Well, then, does that make you a little concerned that the winner of this year's tournament may prove a danger to you?
See, here's the thing with that, my friend. I can't enter the tournament twice. So I'm giving myself a free ride on this one, all right?
Well, you know, looking at some of the people in this tournament, we have like guys like Heavy Metal. We have Dynamic Dean Richter. We have guys like Johnny Kickass and Dylan Stone. Are you a little bit concerned about some of these guys coming up?
Some friends, some foes, some ex-foes, some ex-friends in that roster there. You know what? All I can do is sit and watch and see what happens. I'm ready to take on any contender.
Now, is there anybody in particular who you think might be the favorite in your eyes going into this thing?
You know what? I've got to be honest. My last matchup, it was against Heavy Metal. And that match didn't end in any kind of clean way. That match never officially ended. Hell, we could go out there and still wrestle right now. I'm up for it. So I would say he's a bad man to look out for. That's definitely one. Any member of the Stud Stable? Some bad, bad boys there. And even Chris Parrish keeps mentioning that he's going to be involved in this, whether we like it or not. And I didn't even think he was in this tournament. I guess I'll have to wait and see.
Well, you know what? It's turning out to be an exciting night. Champ, you've got the night off. I hope you relax. I hope you scout this well. And we look forward to seeing who's going to be coming up to you, against you in the near future.
Just remember the mission statements of CWC 2017. Beware the bear.
You know what, tonight a great tournament. Welcome back to CWC for the year. You know, it looks like 2017 may be another breakout year, even a higher step for you guys. I'm glad I'm along for the ride. Commission, I'm glad you're hanging out with me. Let's go out there and enjoy some great wrestling tonight.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Fans, the quarterfinals of the Canada Cup is finished. I'm backstage here talking to Commissioner Bob Gordon. Bob, tonight some tremendous wrestling. Overall, how would you think about tonight's card?
Oh, it was phenomenal. Easily one of the best shows, I think, that we've ever done in this organization. I know I say that all the time, but I really feel that this was setting a precedent and a level that I don't know if we're going to be able to beat in 2017.
Well, you know what? There was a sea of people out there having a great time, yelling families. It was fun. I'm going to have to say it was one of the hottest crowds I've seen in a while.
Absolutely. The reaction coming out of these kids was just fantastic. The adults, too. You know, you see how people engage and get connected to these wrestlers. But tonight I saw it in a way that I think we're going to be seeing familiar faces in the crowd as much as we are in the ring.
Well, you know what? Let's take a look at the cup final, the cup quarterfinals before we move on to the special attraction matches. First of all, in round one, we got to see Jack Pride taking a bit of a surprise victory over Heavy Metal. Heavy Metal showing, a little bit too much aggression and maybe not keeping his eye on the prize, seeing it slip away in a quick three count.
Absolutely. I mean, you're dealing with somebody with a tenacious nature like you see with Jack Pryde. Heavy Metal is a dangerous man, and I think that Jack, I'm never going to say anyone got lucky, but he certainly was fortuitous in how he won tonight.
Well, you know what? Heavy Metal displayed such arrogance tonight, continually showing off, lifting up pins, attacking. I'm sure he did a suplex like five times after a pile driver. But you know what? His arrogance got the best of him, and Jack Pryde rolled him up for a victory roll, got the three count, and Heavy Metal's out. Jack Pryde moving on to the next round.
Absolutely, and I think you're going to see more upsets as we move further on. Maybe not with Jack Pryde necessarily, but definitely in the semifinals. There's no reason to suggest that you won't see some potential upsets.
Well, you know what? The next match, we saw Dynamic Dean Richter, another dangerous veteran, coming in and fighting Xander Price, a guy who has not had the greatest, let's face it, folks, he hasn't won a match yet in CWC, but he won tonight, albeit on his backside, a disqualification victory after the Stud Stable comes out and wrecks havoc with him.
Yeah, once again, we see the Stud Stable just running roughshod over everything. As the commissioner, I am working on ways to stop the Stud Stable, but sometimes you just can't stop a force like that. Xander Price got a win, and a win is a win no matter how you get it in a lot of circles, but he really does need to refocus. The semifinals on April 15th, he is not going to have this easy opportunity again.
Well, you know, Dean Richter tried to go in. Xander pulled a lot of his, showman stuff, a bit of embarrassing things for Dean. Dean lost it there for a bit. Really got on a vicious attack spree, but in the end, he went a little too far. Stud Stable comes out, and Xander moves on to the next round. Let's look at the third match now. Dylan Stone, who is clearly, I thought, my favorite to maybe go the full way here, taking on Johnny Kickass. Now, Johnny Kickass, anger beyond belief. What happened here? I mean, this guy used to be, sure, he was the tough guy with the chair, but now there's such an open disdain for the fans.
Absolutely. I scratch my head trying to figure out what's going on with Johnny. I've tried to talk to him. He's not having it. He won't talk to anyone in the locker room. He won't associate. He says the worst things about the fans, the other wrestlers. It's difficult to see where this aggression is coming from, and sometimes it's paying off for him. Other times he's crossing a line, but tonight he got a victory, and I think he can hang his hat on that.
Well, I know you can't be too happy with how he got that victory. As the commissioner, you probably did notice from the back that he used a chair after Sean Martin's distracted the referee. Now, because the referees have the final say, I know there's not much you can do about this in regards to the tournament, but obviously this is obviously a Sean Martin's Dylan Stone thing here is really brewing.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we'll discuss it a little bit later on. I think that's come to a head, and we're only going to see more fireworks out of that. But these two have had a long history in the positive side of things, and it's not looking like the negative side is going to be short-lived either.
You know what? In the fourth match, in the last quarterfinal match here, I'm going to give kudos to you guys. You brought in the Saltwater Savage, Andrew Hawks, an accomplished wrestler all across Canada, coming in to take on the upcomer T.S. Cutler. Cutler put in a great performance tonight, but Andrew Hawks definitely showed that experience sometimes can overwhelm youth.
And intensity, I think, is a good descriptor as well. Andrew Hawks is a man who makes everyone around him a little bit uncomfortable when he goes to that place, when he gets in that zone. And I think T.S. Cutler, despite his energy and despite his enthusiasm to win, which it's commendable, sometimes you just run into an object like that that just cannot be beaten.
Fans are backstage here. The Canada Cup quarterfinals have finished. We're going into the semifinals next month. I've got a chance to talk to a guy who is advanced. We're talking about the Saltwater Savage, Andrew Hawks. Andrew, tonight you took on T.S. Cutler. You kind of savaged him, let's face it. You brutalized the guy, but you made it to the next round.
You know what? The Saltwater Savage is going to savage everybody because that's what I do. That's what I am. I came in here. I listened to the gods. They sent me a message. They told me go in and destroy, take over. And that's exactly what I'm here to do.
Now, the final end game here is if you manage to win this cup, you will get a guaranteed title shot against the champion, the CWC champion, Jude Dawkins. Do you see this guy as somebody on your radar?
You know what? Right now, anyone that's holding the title here is on my radar. Obviously, I'm shooting for the top, and whatever gets in my way is going to be destroyed.
Now, you've seen Jude Dawkins. He's been a very dominating champion in here. What do you bring to the table against him?
You know what? Jude is just another wrestler. I'm not just another wrestler. I'm a warrior. I go in there and I fight. And if he's going to beat me, he's going to do everything in his power. And you know what? I have the power of the gods on my side. And Lord Odin is looking down. And he's giving me the strength. When I hit him, it's going to feel like Thor's bringing down his hammer.
Well, you know what? Obviously, this is going to be exciting. We wish you the best of luck next month in the
semifinals.
You know
what? Winners don't need luck, okay? Winners don't need luck.
Well, we look forward to seeing you advancing into the finals.
I hope I never see you again.
Well, you know what, fans? That means if we recap this, going into the semifinals, we have Jack Pryde. We have Xander Price, we have Johnny Kickass, and of course, Andrew Hawks. So we've got four very interesting, this is going to be such an interesting tournament. I'm not even sure who I can call now. The guys that I thought maybe might win haven't, and guys who just surprised me tonight too. So obviously April 15th, we're going to see another progression for the semifinals. But let's talk about the special attraction matches you had tonight. First of all, Sean Martins with the debuting Eddie Rude. Eddie Rude, former, I believe, bullfighter or bull wrestler. What the heck is he? He's a somebody told me he was a rodeo guy. And I got to tell you, watching him, he looks like he's been wrestling for a while.
Oh, absolutely. Eddie Rude is someone that we've been after for a long time. And I'm very happy that we can bring him to our fans. I know a lot of other organizations have brought him in, and he's been able to wow their crowds. I just really wanted someone to just bring that it factor, and I think that Eddie Rude's one of those people that can do that.
You know what? He was really exciting. I really popped when he came out to Careless Whisper by Wham. I mean, that takes balls in a wrestler. Sean Martins, now calling himself the headline, comes out and... once again, he tries to be a little bit arrogant, but out comes Dylan Stone, who got in his way, and we find that Sean Martin's on the losing end of a countout.
Yep, and as a result, Dylan Stone offered a challenge after quite the beating from members of the stud stable to Sean Martin's for a Falls Count Anywhere match April 15th here at the Abbey Center in Black Falls. It worries me, I'm not going to lie. I mean, we're in a facility that has three stories to it. A lot of open air. These guys could end up against the vending machines. They could end up in bathrooms. I mean, who knows? We might even have to get a camera crew in here just to figure out where they're going to be. But definitely want the two of them to work out whatever it is and be done with it for good and all.
What a tumultuous situation. Two guys had been best friends for many years, tag team partners for such a long time. Now at each other's throat every time they turn around. And neither of them are backing away. I mean, this isn't a case of one of them cowered out on the other. These two are really getting in each other's face, trying to hurt each other. I kind of question if maybe putting them in a anything-goes match was a good idea.
Well, as I've always said, and I said to you last year, here at the CWC, we want to give the fans what they want, what they deserve, and what they deserve is the best action. These are two of the absolute best that we have ever had in this organization, and I think that it's only fair to let them go and do what is necessary to get the best match out of them.
Now, I've tried not to talk too much about the stud stable today because, let's face it, they're kind of a blight right now on CWC. They've been sticking their noses in. And today, another chapter unfolds as I understand this is the nephew. I didn't quite catch his name. He was a very strange fella combing his hair, carrying around $10,000 in a briefcase, offering it to anyone who would take out Jude Dawkins. And out comes Scott Justice, trying to take the $10,000. What a tremendously hard-fought battle, but you know what? The Cheetah Bear, once again, walking out triumphant.
Absolutely. What we see tonight is Skyler Paris Austin, the nephew of Colonel Vince Austin, coming out and seeming to go under the wing of his uncle, really trying to force the issue. That match was incredible. No question. From start to finish, I was impressed. Not only with Jude Dawkins, as I always am, but Scott Justice. I mean, we're talking about a former champion here. We're talking about a guy who is dangerous on any night. And for him to do this, even if it was under unscrupulous circumstances, got to commend him for trying to go up against that cheetah bear, but that is a man that I think it's going to be very difficult to get that belt away from.
Now, I've got to ask, Commissioner, how is your feelings about a guy offering a $10,000 bounty to take out your champion?
To be honest, a lot of people tonight would have noticed that I was a very blasé kind of attitude, almost laughing at it. The reason for that is that I trust my champion. Jude Dawkins, I argue, pound for pound, can take on anyone in any of these industries, anywhere, MPW, any of them. I think that it's important to remember that I take the highest pride in my wrestlers. They are the best as far as I'm concerned, so I have no problem. If it takes a bounty to convince someone to go in there and get hurt, so be it. If it takes the offer of two belts, so be it. But at the end of the day, I will always back my wrestlers. Even the ones that I may not get along with, they always have the commissioner. The commissioner always has their back, sorry.
Well, you know what, Coach, that's awesome. And tonight, really fun card. We got a bonus match with the champion defending his title. April 15th, back in Black Falls. So far, we know there's going to be the semifinals of the tournament. We know that Dylan Stone and Sean Martins are going to collide in an anything-goes match. I'm sure you have a much more things up your sleeve for us. Any last things you want to throw at the fans?
Just definitely check out cwcwrestling.ca. Definitely check out our Facebook page. A lot of our wrestlers have their Instagram accounts. The social media, we're taking it over and making sure that everyone can be made abreast of the situation as best as possible. So ticket sales, that's the place to go. Even merchandise, we're working on that. So cwcwrestling.ca, and we hope to see everybody April 15th.
You know, that's right. And also check the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network for ongoing coverage. And Gutbuster TV, which CWC has become a regular contributor to. So lots of great stuff to look forward to, fans. We hope to see you next month. Until then, have a good night.